Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talking about the delusion surrounding the Steelers these days from inside and out, as personified yesterday with an Ian Rapoport tweet. The Steelers are signing free agent safety Juan Thornhill to a one-year deal. Per me and Mike Garofalo, says Rapoport. And it's good reporting there. An opportunity with one of the NFL's best defenses to show he's still a top safety. The former Browns standout lands in a division he knows well. What? First of all, it's not one of the NFL's best defenses. Again, they ranked something like 20th in overall defense last year, and we all saw the playoff game. Secondly, Juan Thornhill was, I don't, you want to go PFF, we can go there. He was the 71st ranked safety in the league, which would be wonderful in a 400-team league. I think there's only 32 limits the last time I checked. Is that
That would be right.
Still the case? Standout? The Twitter comments underneath that are something to behold. Did you check out the subtweets? Somebody says he stood out with how bad he was in Cleveland. Top safety? Standout, says another guy. Stop it. I'd hardly call him a Brown standout, says another tweeter. Whenever he wasn't hurt, he gave no effort, jogged around and mailed it in for 2 years. Somebody else says.
Productive. You know, a common theme this year, Joe, especially that I picked up on last year, that's becoming more and more prevalent.
Yeah.
Is that these insiders, regardless of who it'll be, will tweet out the deal was negotiated by, and then will say the agent. And I feel like the agents are trying to plug themselves in that and also telling like Rapoport, Schefter, those guys, include like a good adjective or a good descriptive word about my client that could be thrown in there, like star or productive or standout.
How about standout? Yeah. And another person says, Juan Thornhill in 2 seasons with the Browns, $14 million, 0 interceptions, 4 passes defensed. Someone else says, former Browns standout in quotes, is just not true. And neither is one of the NFL's best defenses. It's just that's the theme in which we find ourselves today. Is these myths, old myths, maybe old truths that are no longer true about the Steelers. People just dying to play for Mike Tomlin. Really? Then where's Justin Fields? Let's go to the phone lines, Limits, please, as we stand here wondering what happened with Justin Fields, as we sit here wondering what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers, and I get the feeling this may go on for a while. I don't know why it would go on for a while. It seems like, okay, now the Vikings are involved. Can you work it out with the Vikings? If not, then what?
I saw a report that they could go as far as the week leading up to the draft.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, what are we doing here if that's the case? Like, I'm all for giving Rodgers some time to let him process and make a decision, but that's just astronomically way too much time to allow.
It
I mean, come on.
It can't be that complicated. Let's hit the lines.
Here is Seth in Long Island to start us off.
Hello, Seth.
Hey, good morning, Joel. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Love the show. Love all your salient points, every syllable and half syllable, man.
Thank you.
Long story short, you're just hitting the nail on the head. I think that the cracks in Tomlin's regime, right, because that's what it is at this point, are starting. They've been showing for a little bit. I think it's going to take a little bit more time to wash them out. But this season with Rudolph, I mean, if you go 5-12 or, you know, 6-11, you're going to wind up, you know, getting a great draft pick, which I think would be the best thing that could ever happen to the Steelers. I have to tell you, Justin Fields, he saw the dysfunction over there, whether the Steelers offer was competitive or not. This kid's had two quarterback coaches in Chicago, two OCs. They weren't going to guarantee him the pole position. So he said, you know what? I'm going to go with the known quantity and I'm going to take care of myself. I just turned 26. And you know what? It's time for
Wait,
me to,
what's the known quantity with the Jets? To me, it makes it exponentially more embarrassing that he chose the Jets over the Steelers.
Well, again, I live in New York, Joe, right? So I agree with that 100%, right? But the reality is they guaranteed him a pole position, right? They're still going to draft somebody probably.
Yeah.
But at least they guaranteed him the opportunity for his career to potentially continue to be a starter, right? So at least he's got that shot. The Steelers wouldn't give it to him. He saw the lies that Tomlin perpetrated, not only on him, but probably on other players.
Well, I don't know that Tomlin perpetrated lies on Fields. I don't know that for a fact. There are certainly people who have come through here who felt like Tomlin was misleading to them. You know, you can go back to LeGarrette Blount and Melvin Ingram. James Harrison, certainly at the end of his career, felt like they were misled. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know if that was the case so much with Fields as it was the Steelers simply never really committing to him in any kind of way where if you're Justin Fields, you could have possibly felt any comfort at all coming to camp that you would be the guy. Limits, you know how I don't like to get the Belfont snorkel. You know that,
oh,
right?
Oh, boy. You get it again?
Yeah. And this is a couple of men from Ole Miss, sadly.
Your Jackson Dart friends.
Yeah, well, they're no friends of mine, apparently.
Not now.
I sent an email to two PR people there, Brad and Tyler, from Ole Miss. This was on Friday morning. I said, Joe Starkey from The Fan, we've been doing a lot of Jackson Dart talk lately. Wondering if we could chat on the Pomp and Joe show. I wanted to get that Pomp in there in case he's known nationwide.
Big name, yes.
Yeah. On the Pomp and Joe show with either Coach Kiffin or Coach Weiss. Their offensive coordinator is the son of Charlie Weiss. Remember him, Limits?
I do.
Of course you do.
Yes.
I said later today, this was Friday, perhaps noon, 12:30, 1, 1:30, and never heard back from them. Now, I grant that people could be on vacation, so I never feel like I'm getting the snorkel right away. But then I wake up Monday, and now it's Tuesday, the last I checked, and neither one of these gentlemen has gotten back to me, and I emailed both of them.
The only excuse that
There is no excuse, Limits.
The only thing I can think of is that they're preparing for spring ball in a couple of weeks.
They never got back to me.
They should have got back to you. Even if they would have said, hello, Mr. Starkey. We might have confused you with the old play-by-play announcer that announced some of the most famous calls in the history of college sports. But no, we would not like to.
Listen, if they got back and said, no, can't do it or whatever, I don't care, but just get back to me.
But we appreciate you asking.
This is Bob Pompeiani we're talking about here. This is no small-time operation. And when Bob Pompeiani wants something, you better darn well get back to him.
Crowley just sent me a text of a Cam Hayward quote about Aaron Rodgers.
I saw that too, where it was. Do you have it?
I do.
Well, why don't we play it there, Limits?
I would love to.
If you could find it.
Yes,
yeah.
If you will.
If I would indulge you?
No. All the indulging has been done from the Not Just Football podcast with Cam Hayward.
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation. I'd rather have it done. I don't know what ends up happening. I don't know, man. Like, this is I'm ready to move on in the free agency. It is too much going on.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days. He says if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy? We need you. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get to Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Here's the thing. This feeds into our topic today. And I love Cam Hayward. He was unbelievable last year. He's been an incredible player and representative of the city. But that doesn't sell in and of itself anymore, Cam. People look at the Pittsburgh Steelers who are in the game like players, and they might say to themselves, man, that team, now that I look at it, they haven't come close to winning a playoff game in almost a whole decade. Their offense is archaic. Kirk Herbstreit said their defense quit in the middle of a playoff game. Other guys I know in the league, like Marlon Humphrey, say that there's issues there. Why would I want to go there? Just going to the Pittsburgh Steelers is not a selling point in the NFL. It's not. Again, they're sitting in a waiting room. Do you like the cappuccino in car dealerships limits, I might add?
No.
I always find it better than expected.
I actually don't drink coffee.
Usually when we're out at Studio B in Monroeville, Bowser Chevy, they have Pop-Tarts. I get the brown sugar and cinnamon, and then a nice cappuccino out of a machine.
Sounds scrumptious.
Generally speaking, when you're in these places like the DMV or some other horrible waiting room, it's not that pleasant. The Steelers have been reduced to sitting there, camping out there, the way we used to for tickets. You probably never had to do that, did
you? At the DMV? I was just license renewed.
No, I'm talking anywhere at this point.
I've had a horrible experience at Bridgeville at the DMV when I was trying to get my license. But I went to Washington to get my license renewed, and they said, you have to go get your picture at Bridgeville. And I was like, oh, no.
That's your Jimmy Neutron picture.
Oh, no. So I went to Bridgeville, got my picture, got my license renewed. The lady was so nice.
Very nice people.
Yeah.
Very nice people.
Yeah, she was great. So my fears and all my bad memories were somewhat taken away.
I'm heartened by that.
Thank you.
But generally speaking, waiting rooms aren't the most pleasant places.
No, it was not pleasant for me years ago, I'll tell you that.
And the Steelers have been reduced to basically sleeping out in one while this narcissistic 42-year-old half-broken-down quarterback decides if he's going to pull their ticket. This is really, historically, it's definitely, obviously, an incredibly prestigious franchise, one of the NFL's flagship franchises. But man, 8 years is a long time. To go 8 years and having all this crap happen with them and to not be competitive in a single playoff game, that's literally an NFL lifetime. There are many players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame who had a prime of way less than 8 years. I could start listing them: Gale Sayers, Terrell Davis, Tony Boselli, Patrick Willis. We could go on. There are legendary coaches whose careers lasted barely 8 years. For God's sakes, the Super Bowl trophy is the Lombardi Trophy. He coached 10 years in the NFL. John Madden right around there. Jimmy Johnson right around there. George Allen right around there. Legends. In the same period of time, maybe just a little bit longer, in which the Steelers have never been competitive in a single playoff game. Yeah, you're sick of it. I'm going to keep saying it till the delusion is smashed somehow, somewhere, maybe even in-house, where the best the owner can muster is, we've won a lot of games around here, you know. We have. We've outperformed the mean.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, it's not the magical destination spot that people in-house think it is. You want to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers or don't you? Well, no, not really, actually, unless I have to. Seems to be that's the way a lot of people feel. 412-928-9370. Let's take a couple more calls here before we get to Destiny's Child.
All right, here is Greg in the car. Wants to talk about the quarterback situation.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
Good morning. Good to talk with you. I think, I don't enjoy saying it, but I think it may be time for Coach Tomlin to be replaced. When he was hired, he inherited a very good, strong team. And he had a good quarterback in Ben who turned into a great quarterback. And after a few years, it was like Tomlin was the coach and Ben was the boss. And then at the last three or four seasons, when Ben started to age and injuries and what have you, they drafted Mason, and I think that Ben felt threatened by Mason, and Mason didn't have a lot of
playing. I mean, he was threatened by the idea of picking Mason, yes. I think once he saw Mason at camp and saw him play, he certainly wasn't threatened. But, yeah, well, we know the history here, but he's not going anywhere. So what's the ultimate point here for you?
Well, like you discussed, like they Fields had a good start, and he benched him for Russell Wilson. And then and now they're talking about signing Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. What's your point, sir, in the end?
Well, I don't know his first name, but that McCord, that quarterback from Syracuse, looked pretty good. And maybe draft him.
Well, maybe draft anybody. And I just got a very interesting text, I might add, Limits.
I was at the game when Kyle McCord threw five interceptions against Pitt, and I think it was, three pick sixes? After Pony called him the best pocket passer in the country.
Oh, my God.
I'm not to, another, and again,
no,
Pony,
no, no.
Here comes Pony. He's going to come in here. You're taking a shot at me. You're taking a shot at me.
I'm not going to stoke it. I've been accused of stoking it when you take low-key shots at people, whether it's, who was it, the paddy wagon, Pat Bostic, or now Pony again.
They made a whole week of making fun of me for Zeitgeist, calling it the Zygest. So if Pony can't just take that. Reader's Zygest.
Kyle McCord. Yeah. I forgot about that game. Did he set a record for most pick sixes in the shortest amount of time in the history of organized football?
It's very possible that he did, yeah.
That was like end stage Jake Delhomme there.
Like
that was incredible.
Two in the first 5 minutes of the game, I think.
He had three on the day, did he not?
Yeah, he did. Five total.
I mean, forget about him, and let's talk about Jackson Dart, my favorite topic. And yes, I just got another interesting text from one Jack Ham. You like that, Limits?
I love Jack. Hello, Jack, if you're out there listening.
Hello, Jack, if you're out there listening. Should I tease to that text? Well, we have Destiny's Child. What if I read that text at 11:30?
I think that would be great.
I think that would be wonderful. And I think that last man seemed very nice, but he seemed to want to recap the entire history of Tomlin's tenure. What do you have?
Pony has reached out.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Pony said, I'm fair game on McCord. Rip me to shreds. How about that?
Yeah, until he gets in here. He's going to come back and pay you a visit. And then you could be in... Who's that limits?
Who?
Someone just went raging outside the window.
Is
Ron back in town?
Can't see. Maybe. Seems like the hallway looks pretty peaceful now.
Should I visit Ron when I'm in Florida?
Yes. Yes, you should.
Does Ron know that we rip him from time to time?
He claims that he does not listen to the show. So unless the fine people at Domenico's are telling him, then I don't think so.
The last thing I need to do on vacation is be confronted and have an unpleasant visit with Ron.
Ron invited you down there. And he's not going to invite you if he just wants to rip you, I don't think.
I don't know about that.
Nah, I'm pretty confident in that. I think Ron is maybe not entirely a changed man since he's gone to Florida, but I think he's definitely lightened up. If he's texting me and wishing me and my family well and
that's a good
wanting
point.
To know about
yeah.
different things going on with me, after I didn't think he knew my name for half the time that I worked here with you guys, then yeah, I think that Ron's in a really good place.
So is Juan Thornhill on a one-year deal, according to Rappaport, an opportunity with one of the NFL's best defenses to show he's still a top safety. The former Browns standout lands in a division he knows well. How many errors can one man make in a single tweet? Limits. Again, this guy was rated the 71st best safety last year. 71st.
My favorite errors in tweets are on spelling mistakes. Like, remember when John Heyman tweeted that Aaron Judge was going to the Giants, but instead called him Arson Judge? And it was it was a huge deal, and then he ended up going back to the Yankees anyway.
No, but I'm going back to the subtweets on this thing. Stand out with 8 question marks after it avoided. Someone else said, this dude better not touch the field. Someone else says, oh, that's weird. He dated me in high school. A woman named Laura checks in there. Do you believe that, Limits? Or is that maybe a
stretch?
Imposter?
Yeah.
Juan is a good guy and can hold his own, but standout? Land of the washed defensive backs, they call Pittsburgh. Best defense. I thought you said he signed in Pittsburgh, says Ryan G.
Wonder what was said when Devin Bush re-signed.
But that was the whole point of this hour. The reflexive reflections, I'll call them, on the Steelers nationally. The myths that still stand out that people just can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. Everybody wants to play for Tomlin. I guess until they quit or never come here in the first place, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit Garrett Blunt or...
We went over the whole list.
Yeah, we did. I don't want to recap the list again because I still get shade when we talk about a list. I still get shades of the running back list with Najee Harris, with Tim Worley and Pollard, and with Garrett Blunt on that list.
Yeah,
Foo.
Oh, that list. Yeah. Eagle Eye says still a top safety. I won't spoil the suspense for you Steelers fans. Signed a Browns fan. It's a minor move, I think, but. It's also emblematic of exactly what we've been talking about here for the entire hour. And now it's time to move on.
Is he more of a standout than DeMonte Casey?
I hope so.
Keanu Neal?
Minka?
Where's the bar here?
This guy makes Minka like Ronnie Lott at the moment with turnovers. I think does he have one interception in his whole career, Thornhill? Can you look that up, Limits? I think he has one interception in his entire career.
Entire career, just one?
Yes.
He has 8.
No, somebody said one.
In 87 games, he has 8.
When was his last one? How many years ago?
2022, he had 3 with Kansas City. He had 0 interceptions in 22 games in his career with Cleveland.
0 for 22.
And the standout also missed 6 games over the last 2 seasons.
That sounds like how DJ Stewart's about to start the season. I'm in a horrible mood today. And I told you, told you at the beginning of the show, it's because of the state of Pittsburgh sports. You know what we should be talking about today?
Paul Skeens, the Pirates, excitement for opening day, or Pitt basketball in the NCAA tournament.
Well, that's still, the Skeens thing might still be a legit topic. We should be talking about the Penguins making a playoff drive here. We should be talking about the Pirates gearing up with a better lineup for Paul Skeens. We should be talking about the Steelers' new quarterback, except they don't really have one. We should be talking about, yes, Pitt basketball in the end, at least one of those things, one of them. Instead, this is in 15 years, this is the low point. What are we doing here, Limits? And I don't know how to be positive and happy. I don't anymore. I've lost that ability.
You've lost all your joy in life.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.